これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では、聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。では、始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1.
It's 1 o'clock now. Let's get together at the library at 4.
How about 2 instead?
Can we make it 2 hours from now? I have a meeting at 2.
Sounds good.
Listen again.
It's 1 o'clock now. Let's get together at the library at 4.
How about 2 instead?
Can we make it 2 hours from now? I have a meeting at 2.
Sounds good.
Question number 2.
Help me with the cake, John. Can you put the blueberries on top?
Sure. Where do you want them? On top of each spoonful of whipped cream?
No. Put them on the outside, along the edge, please.
All right.
Listen again.
Help me with the cake, John.Can you put the blueberries on top?
Sure. Where do you want them? On top of each spoonful of whipped cream?
No. Put them on the outside, along the edge, please.
All right.
Question number 3.
Excuse me. I'm lost.
Where are you going?
City Hall. Isn't it across the street from a bookstore?
Yes.Walk past the library and you'll see it right before the hospital.
Listen again.
Excuse me, I'm lost.
Where are you going?
City Hall. Isn't it across the street from a bookstore?
Yes. Walk past the library and you'll see it right before the hospital.
Question number 4.
Oh, don't you use discount tickets?
But the bus fare is just $1.50.
Yeah, but with a pack of discount tickets, you can ride 12 times for the cost of 10.
Really? I'll get one now.
Listen again.
Oh, don't you use discount tickets?
But the bus fare is just $1.50.
Yeah, but with a pack of discount tickets, you can ride 12 times for the cost of 10.
Really? I'll get one now.
Question number 5.
I'd like 2 medium pizzas.
How about our special? A large, a medium, and 2 drinks for $1 more.
Oh, that's a good deal, but it's too much.And we don't need anything to drink.
Okay.
Listen again.
I'd like 2 medium pizzas.
How about our special? A large, a medium, and 2 drinks for $1 more.
Oh, that's a good deal, but it's too much, and we don't need anything to drink.
Okay.
Question number 6.
Don't forget Jack's birthday party on Saturday.
I have to have a tooth pulled that day.
Can't you come after that?
I don't think so. I won't feel like eating.
Listen again.
Don't forget Jack's birthday party on Saturday.
I have to have a tooth pulled that day.
Can't you come after that?
I don't think so. I won't feel like eating.
これで第1問は終わりです。8ページを開いてください。第2問。第2問は問7から問13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として、最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 7.
Excuse me, you dropped this.
Thanks, but I don't think it's mine.
Really? I thought it was yours.
Listen again.
Excuse me, you dropped this.
Thanks, but I don't think it's mine.
Really? I thought it was yours.
Question number 8.
I bought this scarf on sale yesterday.
Looks great. I should get one for my sister.
Actually, this was the last one.
Listen again.
I bought this scarf on sale yesterday.
Looks great. I should get one for my sister.
Actually, this was the last one.
Question number 9.
Can I look at your textbook? I forgot mine.
Again? You forgot it last time, too.
Fine. I'll just ask somebody else.
Listen again.
Can I look at your textbook? I forgot mine.
Again? You forgot it last time, too.
Fine. I'll just ask somebody else.
Question number 10.
It's time for dinner. Where shall we eat?
How about the Mexican restaurant we read about?
That'd be nice.But I think it's closed on Mondays.
Listen again.
It's time for dinner. Where shall we eat?
How about the Mexican restaurant we read about?
That'd be nice, but I think it's closed on Mondays.
Question number 11.
Guess what? I'll be singing at the festival next Saturday.
You're a singer? That's great.
Yeah, I've been taking lessons for a year and a half.
Listen again.
Guess what? I'll be singing at the festival next Saturday.
You're a singer?That's great.
Yeah, I've been taking lessons for a year and a half.
Question number 12.
You look awful. Are you all right?
It's probably a cold. My nose is running and I can't stop sneezing.
Same here, but in my case it's hay fever.
Listen again.
You look awful. Are you all right?
It's probably a cold. My nose is running, and I can't stop sneezing.
Same here, but in my case, it's hay fever.
Question number 13.
I'd like an appointment for a shampoo, cut, and style.
You can come at 12, 2:30, 5:30, or 6.
I need to come early, but I have plans for lunch.
Listen again.
I'd like an appointment for a shampoo, cut, and style.
You can come at 12, 2:30, 5:30, or 6.
I need to come early, but I have plans for lunch.
これで第2問は終わりです。10ページを開いてください。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A は問い14から問い16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 14.
Is there anything I can do to help with dinner?
Well, I already set the table.
Then how about if I pour the iced tea?
Not just yet. The bread needs to be cut, and the wine's not open.
Okay, where's the cutting board?
Listen again.
Is there anything I can do to help with dinner?
Well, I already set the table.
Then how about if I pour the iced tea?
Not just yet. The bread needs to be cut, and the wine's not open.
Okay, where's the cutting board?
Question number 15.
Do you know what reflects the pace of life of a country?
No.
Walking speed and the accuracy of clocks.
Really? So which country has the fastest pace?
Well, clocks in Switzerland keep correct time, and the people are in a rush.
You know, I think it depends on the individual.
Listen again.
Do you know what reflects the pace of life of a country?
No.
Walking speed and the accuracy of clocks.
Really? So which country has the fastest pace?
Well, clocks in Switzerland keep correct time, and the people are in a rush.
You know, I think it depends on the individual.
Question number 16.
Where's my file? I saved something on this computer yesterday, but it's gone.
All files get deleted when you turn off the school computers.
Why?
The school doesn't want students to leave junk on them.
My file was not junk. It was my final report.
I guess you're out of luck.
Listen again.
Where's my file? I saved something on this computer yesterday, but it's gone.
All files get deleted when you turn off the school computers.
Why?
The school doesn't want students to leave junk on them.
My file was not junk. It was my final report.
I guess you're out of luck.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。11ページを見てください。第3問 B は問い17から問い19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問いに対する答えとして最も適切なものを6つの選択肢、1から6のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では、始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19.
What are you reading?
A report on how Americans identify their ethnic backgrounds.
That's interesting. You know, my favorite actor's mother is Irish, and his father's from Nigeria. Are all Americans aware of their roots?
According to this, quite a few describe their ancestry simply as American, about 7%. And African Americans make up about 9% of the population.
So, what's your ethnic background?
Well, I'm Italian and Polish. Italian ranks 7th and Polish 8th.
What background is the most common? English?
No. Although it's more common than people who call themselves American, it's not even in the top 3.
Many Irish immigrants came here because of the famine in the 1800s, right?
Yes. Nearly 11% say they have Irish roots. Pretty high, but it's not the highest. More people in America claim German ancestry than any other.
Now I understand how complex American society is.
Listen again.
What are you reading?
A report on how Americans identify their ethnic backgrounds.
That's interesting. You know, my favorite actor's mother is Irish, and his father's from Nigeria. Are all Americans aware of their roots?
According to this, quite a few describe their ancestry simply as American, about 7%. And African Americans make up about 9% of the population.
So, what's your ethnic background?
Well, I'm Italian and Polish. Italian ranks 7th and Polish 8th.
What background is the most common? English?
No. Although it's more common than people who call themselves American, it's not even in the top 3.
Many Irish immigrants came here because of the famine in the 1800s, right?
Yes. Nearly 11% say they have Irish roots. Pretty high, but it's not the highest. More people in America claim German ancestry than any other.
Now I understand how complex American society is.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。12ページを開いてください。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問20から問22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 20.
Moving to a new home with your pet can be difficult. Cats are very sensitive animals, and moving is quite an upsetting experience for them. When you arrive at your new home, it may be a good idea to put your cat in a quiet room if possible. Leave him in peace with his old bed, his litter box, and some food until everything calms down. After that, let him come out and join you only if he wants to.He should also stay indoors until he becomes familiar with his new home and environment.
Listen again.
Moving to a new home with your pet can be difficult. Cats are very sensitive animals.And moving is quite an upsetting experience for them. When you arrive at your new home, it may be a good idea to put your cat in a quiet room if possible. Leave him in peace with his old bed, his litter box, and some food until everything calms down. After that, let him come out and join you only if he wants to. He should also stay indoors until he becomes familiar with his new home and environment.
Question number 21.
Welcome to Greenland, the largest island in the world. You are now in Nuuk, the capital city located on the southwestern coast, where there are small airports, hotels, and villages. In contrast, along the eastern coast, which is the least accessible area, we can see some of the finest, breathtaking Arctic scenery. Travelers to the eastern shore always describe the view as spectacular and magnificent. However, the trip is only possible for a few weeks a year when the frozen ocean melts enough to allow expedition ships through.
Listen again.
Welcome to Greenland, the largest island in the world. You are now in Nuuk, the capital city located on the southwestern coast, where there are small airports, hotels, and villages. In contrast, along the eastern coast, which is the least accessible area, we can see some of the finest, breathtaking Arctic scenery. Travelers to the eastern shore always describe the view as spectacular and magnificent. However, the trip is only possible for a few weeks a year when the frozen ocean melts enough to allow expedition ships through.
Question number 22.
Attention, please. I have a message from your history teacher. Because of a family emergency, today's class is canceled, and the makeup class will be held this coming Saturday. The class is scheduled for second period as usual, but in a different classroom, room 305 on the third floor. At that time, your teacher will collect the assignment you were supposed to submit today. The midterm examination will be postponed. The main entrance to the building is closed on Saturdays, so you should enter through the side door. If you have questions or need more information, please email your teacher.
Listen again.
Attention, please. I have a message from your history teacher. Because of a family emergency, today's class is canceled, and the makeup class will be held this coming Saturday. The class is scheduled for second period as usual, but in a different classroom, room 305 on the third floor. At that time, your teacher will collect the assignment you were supposed to submit today. The midterm examination will be postponed. The main entrance to the building is closed on Saturdays, so you should enter through the side door. If you have questions or need more information, please email your teacher.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Nursery rhymes are simple poems which exist in many cultures. Through these poems, children have fun singing, playing games, and learning basic language and counting skills. What is remarkable about these poems is that they are often passed down orally from one generation to another in the home. Among nursery rhymes, Mother Goose rhymes may be the best known. But was there really a person named Mother Goose?We are not sure. There are several interesting theories about the origin of Mother Goose. Some scholars suggest that it was the French author, Charles Perrault, who said in the 1600s that the poems were told by an old woman who kept geese. Others say that the English author, John Newbery, first used the name in a book he published in 1765. Still others insist that Mother Goose was Elizabeth Goose, who lived in Boston in the 18th century and entertained her grandchildren by singing nursery rhymes. Regardless of how the term originated, Mother Goose rhymes are the most familiar children's poems and are enjoyed worldwide. Teachers of English often use them to introduce the natural sounds and rhythms of the language in a fun way. Today, many works of literature, popular songs, and movies also make reference to Mother Goose rhymes.
Listen again.
Nursery rhymes are simple poems which exist in many cultures. Through these poems, children have fun singing, playing games, and learning basic language and counting skills. What is remarkable about these poems is that they are often passed down orally from one generation to another in the home. Among nursery rhymes, Mother Goose rhymes may be the best known, but was there really a person named Mother Goose? We are not sure. There are several interesting theories about the origin of Mother Goose. Some scholars suggest that it was the French author, Charles Perrault, who said in the 1600s that the poems were told by an old woman who kept geese. Others say that the English author, John Newbery, first used the name in a book he published in 1765. Still others insist that Mother Goose was Elizabeth Goose, who lived in Boston in the 18th century and entertained her grandchildren by singing nursery rhymes. Regardless of how the term originated, Mother Goose rhymes are the most familiar children's poems and are enjoyed worldwide. Teachers of English often use them to introduce the natural sounds and rhythms of the language in a fun way. Today, many works of literature, popular songs, and movies also make reference to Mother Goose rhymes.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答をやめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。